What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And it's time to talk about the Boeing 737 MAX, because it's obvious there's a problem. And a team of French air crash investigators say they have found clear similarities between last week's Ethiopian Airlines crash and last October's Lion Air disaster. Both of these aircraft plunged nose first to their doom. And they're starting to get into the flight data recorder from the Ethiopian crash. And they're saying, based on the data, the actual data from the flight recorders, that there are clear similarities as to what was going on. So what happened here? Well, apparently it was flawed analysis and failed oversight. And Boeing and the FAA certified the suspect 737 MAX flight control system. And apparently part of the problem was that FAA managers pushed its engineers to delegate wide responsibility for assessing the safety of the 737 MAX to Boeing itself. In other words, the FAA is doing the same thing the FDA is doing. Oh, you pharmaceutical corporations, you can test your drugs yourself. Just send us a report. So Boeing was basically certifying the safety of their own systems. Safety engineers familiar with the documents show that the analysis included crucial flaws. Now, apparently, the system involved is the one that would automatically take control of the aircraft if the aircraft thought it was coming up on a stall. Now, we know from the last October's crash, there were reports, or even Boeing said, the stall warning sensor on the outside of the plane was sending erroneous data. Why that didn't trigger a worldwide examination of these units and replacement, I don't know. It should have. But apparently this new flight control system, if it gets a signal that the plane is about to stall, it cranks up the engines to full speed and pushes the nose down. And that's exactly what happened. When the way an aircraft takes off, it's under manual control. Pilots will rotate the plane up. They'll get up to about 1,000 feet, get the gear up, get the flaps up, and at that point, they turn the flight over to the autopilot, which will continue to take the plane up to cruising altitude in theory. But apparently, in both the Lion Air flight and the Ethiopian Airlines flight, the problems began just as the planes reached 1,000 feet, the point at which the pilots would have switched the autopilots on. Now, I did get an email from a pilot saying that it is possible to turn that system off, but apparently a big part of the problem is that a lot of these pilots who are flying the 737 MAX didn't really get trained on it. They're basically reassigned 737 pilots. And the thinking was, you know, they 737 is just like another. But apparently in this case, these pilots were not being told about this new anti-stall system, which is called MCAS. So apparently there's a grand jury subpoena that's been issued to Boeing. They haven't responded to it yet, but apparently there are going to be issues. And the timing could not be worse for Boeing, because last week they unveiled their newest jetliner, the 777X. This is the longest passenger airliner in the world. And the debut was held on Friday at Boeing's facility near Seattle. But this plane is going to be longer and wider than the latest 747. think we can call it the solid aluminum overcast. But Boeing's going to have trouble selling these things based on how this 737 MAX situation plays on out. All righty. Okay, so last week we had this huge scandal that broke where the ultra-wealthy were basically paying bribes to get their kids into these elite schools. Now, there's a legal way to do it. Apparently, Jared Kushner's father donated $2.5 million to Harvard, and then Jared Kushner was admitted to Harvard. That's technically considered legal. This other case that's coming on, apparently there were bribes to coaches to say, we need to get this person in on a sports scholarship and various other things like that. The scandal is now going deeper because it turns out there is an entire underground industry where rich people can literally prop their kids up through their whole college experience. The whole system is rigged. And apparently there is this writer, Jamie Lay, and she wrote this piece which further exposes what's going on in American society. And the post has already been shared over 30,000 times, and it details her experience working for wealthy clients, writing papers, and doctoring resumes to ensure that lazy, entitled, rich kids get the right personal brand for Ivy League universities. And I even remember back when I was in college, it was sort of an open secret that if you had money, there were people who would write your term papers for you. So there are apparently some kids who had the smarts and had the qualifications to go to college and were aced out. Meanwhile, we've got a bunch of people who went through these prestige schools who didn't do their own homework, just basically sailed on through, got their prestige degree, and now they're in positions of power and authority. And that may go a long way to explaining why so much of the thinking coming out of Washington, D.C. is of such poor quality. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Well, apparently the Bundy case is back in the news yet again. And this is probably one of the few times I've agreed with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals because they have rebuffed the U.S. government's attempt to appeal a district judge's decision to throw out the case on the grounds of prosecutorial misconduct. Now, frankly, I think cooler heads would say, all right, we blew this one. Let's just, retire from the field with as much dignity as we can and let this pass into history. But apparently, the prosecutors want to come on back. They want their pound of flesh because Bundy made the government look bad back in 2014 by standing for his rights and the rule of law. Turning toward political correctness here, story out of stationgossip.com. Apparently, at the end of February, a school in Arlington, Virginia, an elementary school, had a kindergarten sit on the floor to hear a transgender spokesperson for the Human Rights Campaign read them a book in which the claim is made that a boy can have a girl brain, but a boy body, or a boy brain and a girl body. And the parents were outraged, and the school district claimed that the parents were notified by a letter ahead of time and were allowed to opt out. But apparently some of the people still had the letter, and the letter basically was very vague about the event that was going to happen, and did not, in fact, offer a way to opt out. And the letter did admit that a book written by a transgender person would be read to the class. It did not explicitly say that kindergartners will be told they may have a girl brain and a boy body, or a boy brain and a girl body. Nor did it say that the kids would be read to by a cross-dressing man who calls himself Sarah. The letter simply said there will be discussion around the big ideas of the books, which we want to accept and welcome all people. It's indoctrination. These kids are even too young to know what they're hearing, but it's being crammed down their throat here. Over in Columbus, Ohio, this is from the stinky badges category. A Columbus police officer is facing federal charges for depriving victims of their constitutional rights. This is a vice officer. And what he did is he was kidnapping his victims under the guise of them being under arrest and then forcing them to engage in sex for their freedom. So he faces 3 counts of deprivation of rights under color of law, 2 counts of witness tampering, 1 count witness tampering. I don't wonder why that is separate. 1 count of making false statements. So apparently this guy was accused of kidnapping 3 different victims, taking them to another location, and forcing them to engage in sex acts in order to be released. What is going wrong in our culture, in our society? And again, I'm wondering if this guy was on prescription antidepressants. Turning to the world of computers here, there's a new mail spam campaign that contains an attachment that, when executed, will install a Windows clipboard hijacker that attempts to steal bitcoins from its victims. It's not enough that they're using your computers to mine bitcoins. Now they just want to steal them. The new campaign was discovered by security site My Online Security, who received a series of Bitcoin investment-related emails. These emails had a subject line that included forward review BTC or forward review your new Bitcoin international investment update 2019 and contained an archive attachment. So you got to keep an eye out for that one. And taking advantage of the horrible tragedy, there's another mail spam campaign that is trying to utilize the tragic Boeing 737 MAX crashes in order to spread malware on a recipient's computer. Now, these spam emails pretend to be leaked documents about imminent crashes that the sender states should be reviewed and shared with loved ones to warn them. This campaign was discovered by 360 Threat Intelligence Center, a research division of 360 Enterprise Security Group, who has posted about them on Twitter. Now, the emails are coming from the same email address, info@isquick.com, spelled I-S, GEC, isgec.com, and have subject lines similar to Ford Airlines plane crash Boeing 737 MAX 8. They also contain a JAR file as an attachment with names similar to MP4 14-2019 JAR. It's just crazy out there. It's just absolutely crazy out there, and nothing is being done. The American Automobile Association recently ran a poll, and the subject was about self-driving cars, and they discovered most Americans have a negative impression, almost 3/4. Apparently, public trust in autonomous vehicles has declined by 11 points over the last year. And apparently, it's because there have been some high-profile incidents involving self-driving vehicles or the testing of them. Last May, a driverless Uber hit and killed an Arizona woman crossing the street. And even though it's incredibly rare, crashes like this have changed perceptions nationwide. In Maryland, drivers have serious doubts about letting a computer take the wheel. I can understand that feeling. The real question is going to be, yes, there will be accidents with the autonomous cars. Are there going to be more accidents with the autonomous cars versus driven cars, or will there be less accidents with the autonomous cars? I mean, we accept the accidents that we have with our current driven cars. It's a fact of life. Somebody slammed their truck into a tree out in front of our condo here about a month ago. I think it was a suicide attempt. We just sort of accept that's part of the price of having the availability of the automobiles. But I'm in agreement. I don't like the idea of the car driving itself. especially around here with all the Papuli drivers. Driving here used to be fun. Now the roads are crowded. They're in poor condition. Much less aloha out there. Much more road rage. Everybody speeds. Nobody uses their turn signals. It's really not a lot of fun here. Okay. Apparently, police departments are starting to come on out with an app for smartphones. There's an app for that. And it's basically, it goes by varieties of names, but it's all about report your neighbor. And they're proliferating. There's no oversight. There's no community input. And basically, this means that a coworker, a resentful ex-husband, or that woman with the yappy Pomeranian who thinks you take too many photos at the dog park, they can use their cell phone to drop a dime on you, which would mean the local police department might say that your afternoon stroll needs more investigation. This is sort of the cell phone version of see something, say something. But if this system does not record who is sending in the tips, then it's wide open for abuse. It is definitely wide open for abuse. Okay, apparently 82% of European Union government websites are stalked by Google ad tech cookies. Ad tech trackers were found on 25 of the 28 member states' sites, with only Spain, Germany, and the Netherlands clean of commercial cookies. There were 52 companies identified on France's government sites, 27 on Latvia's, and 19 on Belgium's. It's a public disgrace. It is a public disgrace. Okay, for you crypto fans out there, apparently the British Signals Intelligence Agency, GCHQ, which is celebrating its centenary, they have released emulators for famed World War II-era cipher machines that can be run within its web-based educational encryption app, CyberChef. And they basically have released emulators for Bomb, Enigma, and TypeX, if you feel like playing with them. And apparently, they tested these emulators against the real thing, and they are very, very accurate. So, now, speaking of snooping and possible abuse here, as you know, Great Britain is getting ready to institute a porn ban in which you will literally have to get the government's permission to look at naughty parts, naughty bits. And the concern is being raised that hackers could get into the information and use it to blackmail people. I know you're looking at porn. I got your paperwork here from the Porn Bureau. And, I understand the age verification procedure. But how much data is being collected? I mean, are they going to track your porn usage? I mean, because apparently, you know, every time you go to look at a porn site, you're going to have to plug in some kind of a number or an ID, password. Are they going to be keeping track of your sexual fantasies? Boy, talk about hackers getting hold of that. That would be pretty, pretty ugly. Okay. Apparently, there is a call center in India that is faking calls to Britons, claiming to be from the tax department, and threatening them with prison if they don't pay immediately. Apparently, they're calling 10,000 Britons a day. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. Do call on in, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently there's now a criminal investigation being opened against Boeing regarding the 737 MAX. And I think the reason for that is very obvious, in that last October, following the crash of Lion Air, more should have been done to make sure that it wasn't a systemic issue. And I think Boeing's attitude was, oh, well, you know, pilot fault, inexperienced pilot, couldn't possibly happen again. And now it has. And the French aviation authorities are looking at the flight data recorders and saying, there's no question, these are similar. And apparently a lot of it stems out of the fact that Boeing wanted to create a jet to compete for a specific market niche, but they didn't want to spend the money to build one from the ground up. And so they took the 737 airframe, which is a good airframe. Let's be honest about that. And then they slapped on these new, larger, more efficient engines, which created a bit of a problem because the wings on the 737 are very low to the ground. So to deal with that, they push the engines forward and slightly outboard, and they put on a longer nose gear so that the engines would have clearance. And there are some people out there saying that it makes the plane very unstable. I tend to disagree, because if anything, moving those engines forward is going to put your center of gravity even further ahead of the center of lift, and that's going to actually increase the longitudinal stability of the airframe. In any event, people right now seem to be looking more at that MCAS as the cause of the problem. Boeing has already come out with a software patch. Canada is saying they're going to certify it. Canada's ready to put those 737 MAXs back in the air. I hope it's not premature. But, you know, there's a lot of money on the line here, and unfortunately that seems to drive policy for so many countries these days. Okay, over in Kiev, there was this procession of worshipers of the canonical Ukrainian Orthodox Church of the Moscow Patriarch, and it took place in Kiev. And it was in honor of a holiday of Orthodoxy, which ends the first week of Great Lent, and more than 2,000 Kievans took part. But the critical feature of this year's procession was the public redeclaration of the anathema against the Patriarch of Constantinople, Bartholomew, his moves against the church, which have resulted in the current schism. And we understand schisms. We saw a lot of that with the recent Methodist conference over the issue of gay wedding. All right. If you have ground turkey in your freezer, you may want to check it, because there's been a recall of 78,000 pounds. And apparently it was sold all the way in last July, which means a lot of it's already been eaten. But they're recalling it right now. It's produced by Butterball LLC in Mount Olive, North Carolina. It's sold under several brand names, including Butterball, Kroger, and Food Lion. And the meat is being recalled due to fears that the products may be contaminated with salmonella, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. Apparently, some people got sick after eating the turkey. Here's my issue. This turkey's been out there since July. If it was really contaminated with salmonella, I think a lot more people would be very, very ill. All right, out in California, remember the Oroville Dam? Back in 2017, huge, you know, high levels of water overtopped the dam and basically destroyed the spillway. And they spent $1.1 billion to repair it. And apparently, according to National Dam expert Scott Cahill of Watershed Services of Ohio, Oroville Dam is back on the same failure track as 2017, with visible water seepage trickling from the foot of the dam and dozens of points along the dam's principal spillway. Cahill warns that warming temperatures magnified by precipitation is a growing threat to the dam. And as a matter of fact, there is massive flooding starting to take place all over the United States, because all of that snow from this last hard winter, all that snow that we were told would be a thing of the past, it's now melting. And it's pouring into the streams and rivers. There's massive flooding all along the Mississippi basin. And it's already overtopped some of the levees. All right. Okay, Dustin mentioned this before, but Russia has deployed strategic bombers and Iskander missile systems to Crimea to counter the U.S. anti-missile. Oh, we got to take a break for commercial. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I- I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And again, Dustin mentioned this when he called, but here are the details. Russia is deploying Tu-22 M3 bombers and Iskander missiles to Crimea. This is in response to the U.S. deployment of anti-missile systems in Romania. We're right back to the same thing the Cold War was all about. You know, more weapons here, more weapons there, more weapons here, more weapons there. And, of course, it was the U.S. placing of nuclear missiles in Turkey, which led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. So they're arming up. Everybody is just arming on up here. Okay. Probably a lot of you could be forgiven if you didn't remember that we actually have a war going on in Somalia still. And apparently there's been an increase in airstrikes against targets in Somalia, theoretically targeting the Al-Shabaab terrorist organization. So all these different wars, my goodness here. Over in France, the government has announced, in the wake of these last yellow vest protests, which went violent, that France will ban the yellow vest protests if violent groups take part. So France's prime minister said Paris police chief had been sacked and the government would shut down the Yellow Vest protest if violent groups were identified among the ranks of the Yellow Vest protesters. You know, like the violent groups that are actually working for the French government to justify the crackdown, which can happen. Okay, time is running out on U.S. opposition to the Nord Stream 2. And it actually is a major, major setback because the Nord Stream 2 pipeline represents the last stand of U.S. influence over the internal affairs of Europe. And Europe is now breaking free of U.S. influence. The rest of the world is moving away. They're moving away from the dollar. They're refusing to give in to U.S. bullying. They recognize that we have an empire in decline. And they're just waiting for the crash. All right, here's an interesting little story. And you have to wonder how people even have the nerve to do this. Down in Virginia, there was this 19-year-old Virginia woman, and her name is Sarah Wilson. She was a passenger in her boyfriend's car when they were pulled over by Chesapeake police. This actually happened all the way back in July of 2018. And the officers arrested both Wilson and her boyfriend, 27-year-old Holden Medlin, and handcuffed her with her hands behind her back and put her in the patrol car. Now, Medlin allegedly resisted arrest and tried to flee, at which point officers supposedly left Sarah Wilson to deal with him. And when she came back, she was dead. And according to the Chesapeake police spokesman, the coroner is saying that Sarah Wilson allegedly took a gun out of the car, contorted her body, and shot herself in the mouth with her hands handcuffed behind her back. Well, this would be a good time to look at the police body camera, but golly gee whiz, apparently one of the officers had been wearing a body cam, but it was knocked offline during the struggle. I'm not buying this one tiny bit. I am not buying this one tiny bit here. Okay, MySpace. Here's a big whoopsie. MySpace is a social networking company. They were popular in the early 2000s. I actually didn't even realize they were still around. But apparently they were doing a server migration, and they lost about 50 million songs that were uploaded to the platform by 14 million artists between 2005 and 2015, as well as a whole bunch of other files. And so the LA-based company issued a statement Monday saying, as a result of the server migration project, any photos, videos, and audio files you uploaded more than 3 years ago may no longer be available on or from MySpace. We apologize for the inconvenience. And some users, including American technologist and blogger Andy Bao, have questioned whether the data loss was an accident in the first place. And he said, I'm deeply skeptical this was an accident. Flagrant incompetence may be bad PR, but it still sounds better than we can't be bothered with the effort and cost of migrating and hosting 50 million old MP3s. He has a valid point there. I guess it would depend on, MySpace's profitability. I mean, these days, high-capacity hard drives are very inexpensive. Back when I was working on Final Fantasy, we had something like this happen. And we had this system set up where our local desktop workstations were basically operating as remotes, and all of the actual data, the animation files, the textures, and all the rest of it were kept on a centralized server. And the server had to be upgraded, and somebody did something the wrong way, and when the new servers came back on, everything was gone. The backup they thought they'd made of the old server was apparently of the new server, and it was just wiped out. It set us back by quite a bit. Fortunately, not being one to trust others, I had a little what was called a zip drive. It was sort of an oversized floppy drive, would hold about 100 megabytes, and I had it in my office, and I used it to make my own local copies of all my textures and animation files. So all I had to do was throw it back in there and fire up the rendering engine and get back online there. Okay. Boy, this is really getting ugly here. I'm talking about New Zealand. Zero Hedge and Live Leak are now blocked. Sharers are being warned of jail as New Zealand censors crack down on the mosque attack video. What is in that? What are they so afraid of? And apparently, the actual statement from the police via the local news source, do not download it, do not share it. If you are found to have a copy of the video or to have shared it, you face fines and potential imprisonment. Boy, they want that to go away. This is looking more and more like this was staged. This was set up. And that there's something on that video. They're afraid that people are going to look at it and say, this doesn't make sense. I mean, there is much more violent stuff out there on the internet. Like I said, look, you know, the U.S. and NATO, they live stream all their mass murders. We've all seen, you know, the little video of the bomb and drone strikes blowing up buildings full of people. Nobody gets upset if we download those or share those. Not that I would. But that is really serious, serious stuff. And apparently New Zealand is now blocking certain platforms. They are afraid. 10 years in jail. Apparently it's 14 years in jail if you are found to be a dealer of the video. Yeah, there is something going on there. Okay, let's see. No callers on the line. So, right now we have a problem in this country, and it's the credit cards, which unfortunately, as the economy has tightened, people have started literally living on their credit cards, which is always a bad move. You can find any way to avoid it. And right now, millions can't pay their debt. And so we're looking at this huge consumer debt cyclone that is getting ready to really unwind. Frankly, the indicators are out there saying that, yeah, we're going into a recession. There are going to be some problems. Why is the price of gold and silver still not going up? I mean, it just looks like virtually every aspect of the economy is being rigged, is being controlled, not for your benefit, not for my benefit, but for the benefit of Wall Street and the bankers. It's just all a gigantic fraud. Okay. Okay, I need some phone calls if some people could call on you, and I got 15 minutes to fill. And I literally have run out of things to on my talking points list. Reminds me of that old Bob Newhart bit about doing talk radio. And he says, you know, dead burnt babies, I'm for them. Okay, let's see. Anybody has shared something. All right, so let's get on back here to some of our domestic politics. Because we need to keep our focus on that. The corporate media wants us all focused on New Zealand and how shocking it is that New Zealand is going to throw people in jail for 10 years just for showing the video. But the real news that we need to be paying attention to are all these bits and pieces coming out from testimony about how there really is a deep state and how it's been working since day one to undermine Donald Trump. And that's not how this country is supposed to operate. Now, I get a lot of emails saying, well, if you don't like Donald Trump, you shouldn't be supporting and protecting him. I'm not supporting and protecting Donald Trump per se. I am concerned about preserving the process, our constitutional republic, which is being taken apart. And we've got all these people out there screaming, socialism is wonderful. Socialism is wonderful. No, it isn't. Denmark just collapsed. Finland is on the verge of collapse. Socialism only works if you've got lots and lots of other people's money. No economy is going to work, whether it's fascist, capitalist, or socialist, if you don't have jobs for all your people, if you don't have gainful employment that is manufacturing products for sale or agricultural produce for sale. You can't have everybody just sitting around getting a free check from the government. It's not going to hold together. All right, we do have a caller, Alan in North Dakota. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Some time ago, you mentioned that there was a man that had about, I think, 20,000 acres of organic farming. He was going to add 10,000 more or something like that.
Yeah.
Can I find it on whatreallyhappened.com?
No, that was actually a phone call into the show. And you can do a web search for organic farming. Basically, organic farming means going back to farming the way I knew it as a kid, where you're using natural fertilizers, and you know what I mean by that. And you're avoiding all those chemicals because
yes, of course.
There are actually natural ways of pest control. Of course, the companies like Dow Chemical or Monsanto don't want you to realize that there are things you can put onto the soil of your garden to keep slugs and snails away. There are natural ways of dealing with all of this. But, of course, the goal is to sell the chemicals. Those chemicals are the parts that are dangerous. And if you're organic farming, you don't use any of them. Now, I think one of the things we talked about last week is that the USDA's certified organic label is itself compromised because it doesn't mean that the food is actually organic. It's basically means that there's a limited amount of the non-organic chemicals allowed inside it.
Do you remember what state that was, by chance?
I think that was up possibly in Montana, but I don't really remember.
Okay. Yeah, I was in Montana. I've been in Montana for 10 years or so, but I'm in North Dakota now, and yeah, it's just a lot of inorganic farming, as it were, around here. It's just it's terrible. But,
oh, yeah. The corporations are taking over. The small family farms are disappearing. And farming as I knew it is disappearing. And it's being done recklessly. They're actually poisoning the topsoil with all the chemicals
Absolutely.
That they're using. One of the things that you're doing with organic farming is that you're working with the topsoil to keep the system going rather than, just flooding it with all these chemicals. And then, of course, the chemicals run off if you're irrigating. They get into the drainage system, and they wind up places where they really ought not to be.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, thank you very much. I enjoy your show.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Tim in Chicago. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We lost Tim. All right, let's go back to Raleigh in Minnesota. Aloha, Raleigh. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, great show. I was giving you a call about the fallout of what's going on in New Zealand. A lot of my friends have told me that I've been messaging back and forth trying to get intel from different countries are worried about the fallout of what's going to happen with New Zealand. Basically want to become apolitical and pretty much just store up their food and get ready for this coming collapse of the USSA.
Well, I don't think the shooting in New Zealand is going to have that much of an actual logistical impact on the United States of America. It is certainly being fanned up as a media distraction so that people aren't looking at all the protests in the streets. They're not looking at all the wars. They're not looking at all the suffering and death that's going on. And we may be in an age where corporate media is just going to be in the business of producing one spectacular hoax story after the next to keep us all, you know, looking at them and befuddled, sort of like, you know, bread and circuses.
I've been fasting, and it's like created so much clarity with myself. And, you know, like I told you earlier, I've been using it to actually...
Okay, we're going to have to let you go because we got to take a break for commercials. We got one more caller that we're going to take, and we'll be back with the last segment of today's program.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today. And before we take this next phone call, this story is just now coming on in. It's back to New Zealand. there was a lot of applause over the fact that this special armed tactical unit was able to get to the Al Noor Mosque just 4 minutes after the first officers. Well, it turns out that this unit just happened to be in a training session nearby, already suited up with all their tactical gear. What an amazing coincidence, and how lucky for them. So anyway, let's take a phone call from Tom in Connecticut. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Just a quick comment about guaranteed income, the big buzz for guaranteed income, give everybody money so they can spend it into the economy.
Yes.
I ran into a fellow in Florida who has been working, he worked in casinos, Atlantic City, then he moved down to Florida. And all the casinos in Florida are owned by the Seminole Indian tribe. And because of there's only, I think there's barely 4,500 Seminole Indians in the whole left that qualify.
Yes.
So for the people that don't work in the casinos, they receive this insane amount of money. I believe it's like $10,000 per family member per month. It's an obscene amount of money. And what do you think the biggest problem for the Seminole Indian elders is?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say alcoholism.
Alcoholism, drug addiction, dysfunction. These people don't know what to do. All this money's pouring in, and they just sit around all day, and they're all... He had a meeting, really, and he was... When he first heard about this, he was staggered. He just goes like, well, what... And the biggest problem they have is trying to find these and give these people some kind of purpose in life instead of just
yeah, that can be a real hard thing to actually, you know, for people who have been, you know, struggling for much of their life to all of a sudden come into a great amount of wealth can seriously mess them up. We've seen that all in Hollywood.
A lot of windows are classic.
Where you've got actors who've struggled with their career, and all of a sudden they hit it big, and they've got all kinds of money, and it just messes with their heads. Now, I don't think that would happen to me, but I welcome the opportunity to find out.
Well, I'm in that category also. But Jordan Peterson speaks to this also about, you know, the worst that can happen. He makes a very, very strong correlation to IQs also. Very compelling stuff to listen to.
All right. Well, Tom, listen, I'm going to let you go.
Take care.
Going to try and squeeze one final phone call in here before the end of the show. Michael in Canada, spit it out.
Hey, Michael, I'll make this quick. That law, the Congress passed, anti-Semitic law, and you were saying they had to add this and add that. And I see a list of the people, you know, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, Mexicans, and there was a bit more, but there was never a mention of Christians or white people.
Yeah, you noticed that.
Yeah,
okay.
Noticed that, yeah.
Michael, got to let you go. It's the end of the show here. Thanks for calling in and helping me fill time. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. Without you, we will not be here. So have a good afternoon, and we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.